Legends of the true stories of the Great Northern War of 1700 to 1704 about the courage of the Semenovsky and Preobrazhensky regiments. The Well Tower in Ivangorod Fortress is the closest to Narva Castle out of all of the towers. This distance is defined in the chronicles as a musket shot, an arrow released from a bow, or a cast stone. The settlement of Narva emerged in the 13th century on the intersection of important trade routes. The overland route from Tallinn to Novgorod and the river routes connecting Novgorod and Pskov territories in the Baltic Sea basin. For centuries, Denmark, the Livonian Order, Sweden and Russia fought to rule Narva. From the viewing platform, the Well Tower, one can see the Swedish Lion Monument that was erected in Narva in the year 2000. It commemorates the victory of the army of Charles XII over Russian troops in the Battle of Narva in 1700. It was the largest battle for Narva and Ivangorod between Sweden and Russia during the Great Northern War. In September 1700, the army of Peter the Great, consisting of 40,000 soldiers, came to the walls of Narva. The siege of the city began. The line of siege fortifications around Narva stretched over 7 kilometers in length. The troops of Charles XII came to help the Narva garrison. At the time, Charles XII was 19 years old. His army consisted of over 10,000 people. That is, it was 4 times smaller than the Russian army. One day before the attack, the Swedes started, Peter the Great had gone to Novgorod and left a field marshal and a Duke de Croix in charge of the army. Peter the Great underestimated the power of the Swedish army and the military leadership skills of Charles XII. On the 19th of November, the Swedish troops headed towards the Russian army and broke through in the center. Duke de Croix and a number of foreign officers yielded themselves as prisoners. 1,000 people from Sheremetev's horse army drowned in the Narva River while retreating. Only the Semenovsky and Prehebrensky regiments made a stand against the Swedes. They were covering the withdrawal of the Russian army. There is a legend, according to which, to commemorate the courage shown by the guardsmen on the battlefield in Narva, the soldiers of Semenovsky and Prehebrensky regiments were ordered to wear red stockings commemorating the fact that they fought against the enemy knee-deep in blood. Of course, this is a beautiful legend, but there's no documentary proof. However, there is a sign of commemoration of this event. Company-grade officers of guard troops were given special silver badges that read, 1700 NO19, that is, 19th of November, 1700. After this confusion near Narva, Peter the Great understood the reason for frequent losses of his armies in battles and realized the necessity for changing the basics of the military structure. In 1704, the Russian army came to the walls of Narva and Ivangorod again, but this time the army was completely different.